At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You ever hear something as a parent and you just think to yourself, oh my gosh, that's right. I've been doing this wrong this whole time. I'm a terrible mom.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear an idea and you're like, I should have seen this. This was right in front of my eyes.
So I love Jenna Bush Hagar. I just think that she is the nicest, bubbliest person. You know who she is. She's the daughter of former President George W. Bush, and she hosts the Today Show, mm-hmm. Jenna and Friends. And,
yeah.
And every, whenever
kind
I
of
watch
grew up
her,
in front of America a little bit,
yes,
there after
yeah.
Chelsea Clinton. They were like the next teenagers that came along. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I always thought to myself, if I ever met her, we would be friends. We're like the same age, the whole thing. She's just one of those people that I'm like, that's my girl.
No, I should just state that. She's like fourth person on this list that I've heard already. So Melissa Joan Hart for a long time, which, by the way, now we're enemies.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that. I didn't want to give her the airtime, but I said it. But then Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Yeah, but they're in my mind, they're above me, so I would never be able to be their friends. Me and Jenna could be friends.
Okay.
Okay. But all right. So
all right.
But we were at the same charity event, and she was presenting, and I was with the media in the last row at the last table, and yeah. was a nobody at this event. And, but she's like, cool. Like I told you, she would be my friend.
Sure.
So she was at the bar.
She would be my friend. Right.
Right.
Assumption.
So she's hanging at the bar uh-huh. and she's like with her group and I'm right behind her. I'm literally standing behind her and I'm like, I should just tap her on
So, I mean, this is like after the parts where like people are presenting things or getting things or whatever. It's at the bar. So,
right.
I mean, this is casual time.
Yeah. I said
this is networking time.
It doesn't matter because I said nothing because I'm a dork and I chickened out.
You froze.
Right. And I didn't want to bother her. Whatever. But anyway, I watch the Today Show. I always watch the clips. Yeah. I like to catch up on what she's doing.
Did you watch the next day to see if she mentioned you?
I'm sure she did not. Anyway, she said this.
Molly Shannon, the actress, mm-hmm. came on our show and she said something to me that I thought was so brilliant about raising teens. She has two teen children. And I was like, oh, how is it? You know, with the cliche that having teens equals difficult,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
And she was like, it's excellent. It's amazing. And we've created this whole narrative in our culture that teens are difficult.
Yeah, we really have. And I was thinking about it after I was listening to this, and there's more, and it's coming in a second. And you know, as a mom of a teenager myself, my older daughter is 16 now. I think about this all the time. It's always like, they're a pain. They spend too much money. They don't have respect. They don't know how to do the basic. And it's ridiculous that we do that.
Well, I mean, you've got a good teen, you know?
That's
true. I mean, some teens are very, very rebellious.
Everybody knock
on wood. They push back on virtually everything, right? And mm-hmm. and some of them, they're just upset. I mean, they're going through a lot.
But
right? It's hard
but
to be a teenager.
You're putting the narrative on. So she continues and she says,
she's like, of course there's moments, but there's moments with your five-year-olds too.
So much
and
harder.
And you're not like in a whole narrative about yeah. like, how hard is it to have a first grader? If what we put on our children is like, being a teen is really, y'all are difficult. If that's what the narrative is, of
you're
course
gonna
that's
that.
Going to be it.
Best friend Jenna, preach!
Yeah, teenagers are meaner than five-year-olds, typically.
No,
it's been
I
my
don't know.
Experience.
Have you met my six-year-old? I know you have.
I mean,
you've met Dakota.
Wait till she's 16.
That's going to be a different
and
story.
And then tell me if it's not a sliding scale. But, I mean, possibly good advice for some out there.
You know, it's true. It's maybe if we just say, you guys are great. I mean, my daughter is great. She is my best friend. And, mm-hmm. and I don't know why there's this narrative around it where teenagers are tough. So I thought, you know what? Let's give them their moment to shine.
I mean, there was a moment that I thought that my teenager could be incarcerated. Now he's a great success.
See?
So, I mean, right, anything can happen.
What's
right,
the best part of having a teenager? Go ahead. What's the best part? Brag about your kids. What do they do that's awesome? There's this interview that Molly Shannon did with Jenna Bush Hagar on the Today Show, and she said that we give teens a bad rap. There's a bad narrative that teens are difficult, and it's not true because most teenagers are great. And they contribute so much to the family and the home.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's arguable going house by house. But I mean, great. If we're doing a PR campaign for teenagers, I'm here for it.
So what makes your teen so great? Why is it good to have a teenager around? Kim?
My teenage daughter is the absolute best. She's got her EMT license. She's a volunteer fire cadet. She does all kinds of community service. She's thriving in school. She's just absolutely amazing. She's such a great kid.
That's great. That's good stuff. Yeah,
See?
Definitely. What's the best part for you, though? Does she vacuum? Does she dust?
Does she cook?
Yeah.
She's a really good baker.
Yes.
She can
Why
sew.
Do they all bake so much? I said we're all going to gain 20 pounds. Every time she's bored, she's like, let me make cookies. Why?
TikTok. Thank
yep.
you.
She's a cupcake. She loves cupcakes. She yeah. makes cupcakes like
the Hey, Megan, tell us something great about having a teenager.
I have a good teenager. Actually, after listening to you guys, I texted my son because I just dropped him off at the bus stop to tell him how much I love him. Yeah. He's a good kid. I get compliments all the time. Does he drive me crazy sometimes? Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's a good kid. He's got good interests. He plays music. He's got good friends. I'm enjoying the teen years.
Me too.
Do you think it's all the work that you put in, or do you think you're like blessed and you won the lottery?
I think a combination of both. I've got two. I've got one coming up. He's 12, mm-hmm. and he's definitely going through stuff.
Yeah,
and he's a little bit more spicy, but we have talks, and we talk about our feelings and, you know, how it's okay. And, listen, we're not going to always, you know, we just talk. But, mm-hmm. yes, I think my oldest child's an old soul.
Yeah.
And,
so they're
you know,
a little calmer,
you
and the communication
younger one is
spicy. Right.
Yeah. And then I have moments where I just say, I was a teenager once, uh-huh. you know.
Yeah, you have to remind yourself of the crazy things you did. Because
absolutely.
Most of us, you know, we outscaled the ones that are going to death.
Yeah.
We really
yeah,
are honest
absolutely.
With ourselves.
Nicole, why is your teen the best?
So it's actually my niece. I did help to raise her. She's 15 going on 16 this summer. And she just doesn't complain when we ask her to do stuff. She helps out her little brother, making sure he has his breakfast before he gets on the bus in the morning. She'll come home and help make dinner if her mom has to work late. She's very chill. You know, she likes to just go to Starbucks and read and have a coffee. And she's just easy to talk to, and she doesn't talk back usually.
It's
you know,
nice.
A certain amount of awareness, you know, you mentioned lack of complaints, right? And teenagers, they have a lot to complain about because they're confused. And, you know, life is pulling them in a million different directions. And it's okay. We tell ourselves as adults it's okay to complain. Mm-hmm. But it just gets hard when it's all day, every day, right? So an awareness of oneself and what's going on around them is, you know, that's huge.
Yeah, Nicole,
right?
And also the get helping the siblings get ready in the morning
oh,
is
yeah.
such a big deal. I mean, Hayden, my older daughter, gets my little one dressed, brushes her hair, makes sure she brushes her teeth, eats her breakfast
that's
every
the ball game.
Single day. She does that.
Yeah, that's the ball game.